my supreme, my supreme. Only one thing is indispensable in my spiritual life for God realization: my obedience to my master's will. My obedience to my master's will. My supreme, my supreme,
my supreme.
My supreme in my spiritual life, my only real death is in my God forgetfulness. A moment without my God oneness is the worst possible crisis in my life. A life without heart tears for God is no life. I must never allow my sleepless God attention and breathless God devotion to waver. My life has to be rooted and grounded in my sleepless love of God. May my heart shrine candle steadily glow, and may I sleeplessly aspire. May my heart be eternity's God aspiration cry. May my Lord beloved supreme, smilingly, lovingly, blessingfully, and compassionately occupy every space of my heaven-climbing, aspiration heart. The sweet awakening of my lotus heart is the glorious blossoming of my life. My supreme, to place myself at your forgiveness feet once again is the crying, tearing, and burning hunger of my heart. To place myself at your lotus feet, my tearful heart cries and cries, and my soulful eyes smile and smile. Do turn my life into a sleeplessly hungry heart at your lotus feet. My mind's thirst for you, my heart's hunger for you, and my life's tears and smiles for you. Lovingly, prayerfully, soulfully, and self-givingly, I place at your feet. Thank you. my supreme. I do not want to find a way. I want you to find me a way, the way, to reach you and sit at your feet. I know only the tears of my heart can carry me and place me at your feet. My Supreme, I have turned my desire life towards your blessingful and blissful feet. Today my soul is using its adamantine willpower to compel my mind to touch the dust of your feet and please you, always in your own way. May my soul, my heart, my mind, my vital, and my body always remain in your protection cradle. My Supreme, out of your infinite bounty, you have taught me many, many things. Please teach me one more thing. How I can be prayerfully, soulfully, sleeplessly, and breathlessly grateful to you.